Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Dina Isha Shemotza Dam Behashtanav. She finds blood in the urine. So it starts out with a machlokes tanoim in the beginning of the ninth parak, which is Haisha Shehi Osa Tzrache Havarasa Dam, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi.
So
Rabbi Meir says, if Omedes Tmeya and if Yosheves Tahora. First, let's start with here. Here's Rabbi Meir. Here's Rabbi Meir, and here is Rabbi Yossi. What does it say in the Mishnah? It says for Rabbi Meir, Omedes is Tmeya and Yosheves is Tahora. And for Yossi, it says, Bein Omedes, Bein Yosheves, either way, she is Tahora. Then the Gemara explains the logic of Rabbi Meir, and they ask, what's the difference between standing and sitting? And they say, no, Rabbi Meir has an assumption that blood his assumption is that the Meir Glaim cannot carry with it Dam Nida. Meir Glaim obviously comes from a different place than same general part of the body, but comes from a different place than Dam Nida. And the Meir Glaim doesn't pass by the Dam Nida to pick it up on the way out. And therefore we assume that if there's blood in the Meir Glaim, it must be blood from the Meir Glaim. Right? Nowadays maybe it's not so common to see blood in Meir Glaim. But we know that if people are sick, whatever, the doctor sends them for a urine test, right? And they put the urine in a cup and they send it to the lab or they do a test on it. And they say, you have blood in your urine, right? And then you know you have a problem, whatever, whatever. Okay, nowadays the test, how they find blood in the urine with a chemical analysis because we have advanced medicine. And if you're sick, you go to a doctor and they find blood in your urine before it starts to look like blood. But you imagine, once upon a time, when there was no modern medicine, and there were no doctors, and there were no tests, there were doctors, but they didn't know modern medicine, etc. So if someone had a problem in their kidneys, eventually there would be blood in their urine, Pshuto Kamashmol. Right? So the assumption is any blood in the Meir Glaim is from the kidneys, and not from, or wherever else, and not Dam Nida. However, what's the difference between Omedes and Yosheves? Yosheves, if you are sitting, again, a woman, then she is urinating forcefully. And then the urine should only have things that come from the urinary tract. If she is standing, then it means she's holding it in. It means she is not urinating properly. And therefore, the blood might, what they call hadr l'makor, go, doesn't mean literally go into the uterus. It means the blood will stick, not the blood, sorry. Yeah. I hope I won't say the wrong body fluid too many times. The urine will not come out forcefully, but will stick around a bit, and then could easily get some Dam Nida mixed into it, and then come out with the Dam Nida. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. Even if she is sitting, then perhaps the urine could stick around a little and cop some blood with it. So the Gemara adds another Akimta. No, it's only if she's Mizaneket. She is making a forceful stream. Not if she is Shoseses. If she is dribbling drip by drip. If it's drip by drip, then even if she's sitting, that's not coming out forcefully, that's being held in and going out slowly and could catch some Dam Nida. So the Gemara explains that when do we mean Yosheves is Tahora? Only Tahora if Yosheves and Mizanekes, not Shoseses, with three tufts in a row, right? Because you see the point. Even if she's sitting, if it's coming out drip-drip, then she's obviously holding it in, and it's not any better than standing. And then the Gemara asks a different question. Hold on a second. How are you so sure this is blood from some problem in the urinary tract or, you know, kidney stones or whatever it may be? Maybe after the flow of urine stopped, then some blood came out. You know, then some Dam Nida dripped out after the urine was finished. So they say no, they make another kinta. Only if she is, that's the question. Dimo Basar Jamamaya Asadam, Amarib Abab, Yosheves Asfasa Seifel, Umzanekes Besocha Seifel, Venim Sadam Besocha Seifel. She is sitting here, basically, they make this tremendous kinta that mayors hardly ever make. She is sitting on the rim
of the toilet seat. I mean, like, it wasn't a toilet seat in those days, it was just a pot. She's sitting on the rim of the pot and streaming the urine inside the pot, and she finds blood inside the pot and not on the rim where the middle of her body was sitting. So now they say she was, for some reason, sitting strangely on the middle of her body on the toilet seat instead of in the hole. She was streaming into the toilet. You find blood in the toilet and not on the toilet seat. So obviously the blood came out with the urine and not separate from the urine, because then it would have been on the toilet seat. Okay, so, and she is Yoshevet al Sfat HaSeifel Umezaneket L'toch HaSeifel. The urine is going into the Seifel, but she's sitting on the rim of the Seifel. V'nimtza dam L'toch HaSeifel. And not, okay, that actually seems pretty clear. She is sitting and a stream of urine is coming out and it's going over there, but she's sitting over here and you only find the blood where the urine went and not where she was. So obviously it was inside the urine, so therefore it's not a problem, dambida. That is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Now, how much do we care about that? A little unclear, because it's mefurish in the Gemara, the halacha like Rabbi Yossi. Mefurish in the Gemara, the halacha like Rabbi Yossi. The question is just what Rabbi Yossi held. The Gemara doesn't say much about Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, as far as seems to be, that the assumption is whenever blood comes with the urine, it is from the urinary tract and not damnida. He's not. That seems to be the assumption. The question is, what is Rabbi Yossi's shita? The Gemara doesn't clarify Rabbi Yossi at all. The Gemara clarifies Rabbi Meir. So the simple shot is the Gemara clarifies Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Yossi is an across-the-board heter. Now, I'll admit, there are many shitas here. To actually figure out and see us exactly what were the scientific assumptions behind Rabbi Meir's shita is very easy to see us. He requires sort of an absolute proof that it was part of a stream of urine and not didn't come out separately and didn't come out like while the urine was coming slowly. But within Rabbi Yossi, who we paskin like, very clearly we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says. I'm not sure that, you know, I have a good scientific grasp of the assumptions behind each of the shitas, so let's just put all the shitas on the table. The simple shot of the Gemara is what the Rambam says, and the Rashba, and the Beis Yosef says, this is what the Ramban comes out, and he's been dayakin in Rashi, is that Rabbi Yossi is pshuto kamashmo. He is makel across the board. Any dam that's found in the Meiraglayim is mutter. The assumption is it came with the Meiraglayim. Doesn't matter, he doesn't think it's sitting, standing, you find it here, you find it there. That is one shita. So one shita is Ramban, Rashba. And that's also what he seems to be dyke in Rashi. But Rashi's not passing the whole thing, so we'll leave it at the bottom. Ramban, Rambam, Rashba. He says, always mutter. Or I guess we call it Tahora. It's always Tahora. After all, the Gemara doesn't make any restrictions. However, there are some other shitas. He quotes a second shita from Tosfos and the Rush that says, look, there are two factors here. There are two factors here that are involved that tell you whether it was coming out as a stream or whether it was held in. One is sitting versus standing. The other is Mizanekes versus Shoseses. So what does Rabbi Meir say? You need to have two things that make it a strong stream. Sitting and Mizanekes, and a stream. Rabbi Yossi obviously disagrees, but you at least need one thing. You can have two things that make it holding it in. It can't be standing and dripping. Standing and dripping is too much holding it in. Right? Everyone agrees sitting and a stream, that doesn't get mixed with damnida. Likewise, everyone agrees standing and dribbling, little by little, it does get mixed with damnida. They argue if you have like one factor each way. If you're standing, but a stream is coming out, or you're sitting, but it's coming out little by little. So say Tosfos in the Rush, they say no. Omedes and Shoseses is tomato. But Yosheves or Mizanekes, Yosheves, Afilu Shotet. Or Mizanekes, even if she's standing. That's the Hora. You just can't have, like, tartu l'reisa, two factors against you.
That's the sheet of Tosos and the Rush. The the Mordechai quotes from the Maharam, however. The Mordechai quotes from the Maharam, however. The Mordechai and the Gosman Money. Let's quote from the Maharam in Gutenberg. Two Tzadim Lahachmir. One more Machmir, perhaps, than the other. The first Tzad Lahachmir, two different Svaras Lahachmir than Maharam in Gutenberg. He seems to be putting together two different Svaras, but coming up with the Chomer. So one is the Maharam quoted in the Hagos Maimonios and in the Mordechai. He says no. He says the whole discussion of the Gemara applies to Rabbi Yossi as well as Rabbi Meir. We thought the Gemara was only analyzing Rabbi Meir. No, the Gemara was analyzing Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. So what does he say? He says it's only Tahora if it's Mizaneket, and this is the way the Shach may explain, Yoshevet al Sfat HaSeifel Omizaneket L'toch HaSeifel V'nintz Adam V'soch HaSeifel. Only if she's mizaneket, and she is, well, let's say this a little better. This last line, the walls fasa say full of shot ad, but it seems to be shot in Maram. What's the only difference? I mean, Yosef and Rabbi are almost the same. They're the same ikaron. The only difference is Rabbi Meir thinks sitting and standing makes a difference, or Rabbi Yossi doesn't. Bain Yoshevet Bain Omedet. Meaning it doesn't matter. Yeah, he says it doesn't matter if you're sitting or standing. But everything else the Gemara says, even Rabbi Yossi requires, it doesn't matter if you're sitting or standing. Because he doesn't think sitting or standing makes a difference. But it has to be a mezaneket, a stream. And the stream has to go in the seifel. And you have to be on top of, whether sitting or standing, the edge of the seifel. And you have to see there's dam in the seifel and not on the edge of the seifel. So he says, that basically, he takes the whole Gemara. Here's the Gemara, by the way. And says, that Gemara was not owned. That's the, so far, the three-way machlokas is, how much of this said in the Gemara applies to Rav Yossi? The Rambam, the Rambam, the Rosh, none of it. Rav Yossi says across the board, Torah. Tosfos in the Rosh says, an echo of it. This says you need, like, Yoshevet and Mizaneket. You need Yoshevet or Mizaneket. Just shouldn't be Omedes and Shoseses, which is not the common case anyway. My Ram goes very far. He says, nope. Everything it says in the Gemara applies also to Rabbi Yossi. He just argues about Omedes, but everything else Rabbi Yossi also requires. And then the Maharam brings a second sort of Bimachru, which is the Reina Hananel quoted in many Rishonim. So here is, sorry, number four.
So what does Rabbi Yossi hold about Omedes after this? If you're standing...
Then it depends. If you're standing on Mizaneket into the Seifel and you find blood in the Seifel and not under you,
so
then it's okay.
Name,
exactly. Same. Omedes is the same as Yoshevis.
But that's basically impossible.
Why?
Like, there's such a closeness of... if you're sitting on the edge, it's fine. You can go different ways. If you're standing, it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Correct. But actually, I'm not sure. Well, maybe you're standing, and if Dam Nida Stam fell out, it falls through gravity, like a plumb line, and then it wouldn't hit inside the seifel. Mm-hmm. Not so crazy. Okay, the fourth shot is the Maharam Rabbi Nachmanah. Or, let's say a little better, Rabbi Nachmanah is quoted by other people. Rabbi Nachmanah and the Maharam. The Maharam seems to be a different shot. The Maharam and Rabbeinu Chananel. Says the Maharam, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, and a few other Rishonim quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, just Maharam's the only one who agrees with Rabbeinu Chananel. Everyone else quotes him and disagrees. He throws in a Gemara from Daf Yudalar Mabez. Now this is an assumption. What does the Gemara say on Daf Yud? I thought it was Daf Yud Aleph with Beis. Let's review. You had this case of an aid she'eino baduk. Rebbe says Tamei Mishum Nida, and Rav Chiya says Kesem. Okay, everyone gives a Tamei. Rebbe says Doraisa, Rav Chiya says Midrabanan. Okay, continuing. says the Gemara. One second. Yeah. Says the Gemara, there was a machlokes in Rebbe and Rav Yossi. Rebbe said Tamei, and Rav Yossi said Tahor. So the Gemara makes this connection. Here is Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. By an aid she'eino baduk, which we already discussed, there was Rebbe and Rav Chiya. Rebbe says Nida, Rav Chiya says Kesem. By an aid she'eino baduk, there was Rebbe and Rav Yossi. Rebbe said Tmeya, Rav Yossi said Tahora. And the Gemara says, Kshetime Rebbe, Kirab Meir, Kshetir Rav Yossi, Liatzmo Tiher. The Gemara makes this connection. The Gemara says, Lishitase. What connection does the Gemara make to the case of Dam B'Meiraglayim? Says Rebbe is the same as Rebbe Meir, and Rebbe Yossi is the same as, and this is Dam B'Meiraglayim, a case of, I guess, Omedes, right? Which is Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi were Meir. It says Rebbe's the same as Meir, Rebbe Yossi the same as himself. Now, what does Rebbe Chananel say? He says as follows. He says, hold on a second. Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya, and then we get into Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. Here's the question. Is Rebbe Yossi supposed to be the same as Rebbe Chiya or not? Yeah, you could have said, Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya argue whether it's Nida or Kesem, the Reis of Rabbanah. Separately, Rebbe says Tmeya, he means Doraisa, and Rebbe Yossi says Tahora. He's a third sheet. There are three sheets in Ein Baduk, Nida, Kesem, and Tahora. And then over here it's Lishitase. That's not how Rebbe Chananel reads it. Rebbe Chananel reads it as, you could have read it, okay, there's three sheetas. 1, 2, 3. 1, 3, the same as 1, 3. Shalom al Yisrael. But Rebbe Chananel assumes, no, that this is the same as this. This is Rebbe Chananel's assumption. Rabbi Chananel assumes these are the same. He assumes Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi is the same as Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. In which case, what does he have to say? He has to say that when Rebbe Yossi said Tahora, he didn't mean Tahora. He meant Tahora Midoraisa. Utmeya midrabanan midin kesem. That is the Chiddush of Rebbe Chananel. By assuming those two machlokes in Daf Yudal and Beis are the same, they're about the same topic. The first and second machlokes are the same topic, just different names. Then, if they're the same machlokes, Rebbe Yossi said Torah must have meant kesem, Torah min haTorah, but it's still Tmeya midrabanan shem kesem. If Rebbe Yossi meant kesem, the Gemara says he is the same machlokes in Daf Yudal and Daf Nun Tes. Then by the Ishes Yitzotzotzotzrachel, it's also Thomas Kesem. So Rabbi Yossi argues with Rabbi Meir and says, Tahora, he didn't mean Tahora. He meant it's only Kesem and not, Nida. That is a big Kiddush. He brings another smach from the Gemara itself in the Daf Testament Beis. Later on in the Mishnah, it says that if a man and woman both urinated into the same chamber pot, it's tahora because it's fake sveka. Because maybe it's the man's, maybe it's the woman's, even the woman's. Maybe it's damnida, maybe it's from a maka, from a disease in the urinary system. So the Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Yossi need to say that's tahora? After all, it's tahora even if only the woman urinated. So the Gemara explains, you might have thought this is Doraisa. You might have thought that's only b'diavad. Kamashma on the chashiva. And here there are various ways the Rishonim explain Rav Hananel. What's the raya? Some people say the raya is we see from here that there's a havmi that's only mutter b'diavad, only mutter b'diavad, and kamashma is mutter l'chashiva. Then we must have been talking about taros, where there's a difference between b'diavad and l'chashiva. What I already touched and what I'm going to touch. That shows the heter is only for taros, but for baal it's a kesem. Others say, we see that only sfeik is mutter l'chashiva. One suffix is only mutter b'diavad. So in any case, they're the dayik. So here's one raya plus the second raya is diuk from the lechatchila and b'di'evid line that Rabbi Yossi was only mitahir lechatchila in a case of sfeik sveika. But otherwise, he was not matar l'chachila. That fits with kesem. It's a tumah d'rabbanan. He's not matar l'chachila. Okay, other people say, yesh omrim, only for taros and not for bala. This has to do with the machlokes we saw earlier, which is more chomer, taros or bala. Okay, so we have a big machlokes here. What is the shita of, so according to this Rabbi Nachman al-Maharam, what ends up being, give me one second, and then I'll take questions. Well, maybe then I'll even read the Shulchan Aruch and take questions. what is the shita of Rabbi Nachman al-Maharam? What comes out here? What comes out here is that she's Tamea Midrabanan, and she's only Tahora if, in what case is she only Tahora? That Rabbi Yossi's Kula is not to be Mitaher her, it's just to make her Drabanan. In what case is she only Tahora Legamre? She's only Tahora Legamre in the case of her Meir agree, in case that Rab Meir would be Mitaher, which is if she's Yosheves and Mizanekes and Yosheves al Svas Hasefel Vechuli Vechuli. So we have now four different pshatim, what Rabbi Yossi Shita is. It's looked so simple. It could be that he's Matar across the board. He's Matar unless she does everything wrong and is Omedes Vishosesis. Or if he's Matar standing or sitting, but only if he's on Nekas, only if she's on the Svasa Seifel, etc. Or no, he's the same as Rameyer. The difference is when they're Matami, they're Matami Doraisa or Darabanan. But there's no difference in terms of Lamaisa when they're Matami. He's only Matar if you have all three factors, let Kula. Let's see how we paskin. Okay, let's see how we paskin. Open up the Shulchan Aruch, Kof Tzadi Aleph. Ha'isha Sheshtina Mayim, she urinated, Yotza Dami Miragla, now came blood. Bein Sheshtina Biomedes, whether she was standing, Bein Sheshtina Yosheves, whether she was sitting. Harezo Tahora, she is Tahora, across the board. Vafila here gishkuf nizdaza, even if she had a hargosha and her body tremored, she had a tremor in her body, in a chosheshe, she doesn't have to worry about the hargosha. She hargosha may reply to you. The hargosha came from urination. She ain't may reply in a cheder, because the urine doesn't come from the makor. The dam zed dam makahu. And then this of, if it came from the urine, it came from something else. It must be a wound, a medical problem. Bechal cholas, obe kulya. We're not sure exactly what he means by chalcholis, because chalcholis is the rectum, which doesn't connect to the urinary tract. Kulya is the kidneys. Lechora, the simple shot, is he meant in the passageways, in the passageways the urine goes down, or in the kidneys. Okay, which makes a lot of sense. Basically says he doesn't say anything about Mazanekis, doesn't say anything about etc., etc. He's just taking the Mishnah across the board, Mutter. This is what he says in the Beis Yosef. He paskins like the Rambam. So this is the halacha according to the Machaber. If you're a Sephardi, this is a very simple simon. You don't need any of this lumdus, you don't need any of this chidushim. Notice, all these chidushim were made by Ashkenazic Rishonim, except for the fact that one of them is based on Rabbeinu Hananel, which makes a lot of people very nervous because people are nervous to make against Rabbi Hananel because they say he's divrei Kabbalah, he had the Masorah, the Gaonim. Okay, but mostly all the Sephardic Rishonim were totally Makel, and it's the Ashkenazic Rishonim who are Machmir. Even Rabbi Hananel, it's only an Ashkenazic Rishonim who agreed with him. The Maharavi Rutenberg quoted the Mordechai and the Gross Maimonios. The Sephardic Rishonim didn't agree with him, they rejected him. So he follows the Sephardic Rishonim, says it's if you're Sephardi, any blood you find in the urine is automatically Mutar, Shalom, Yisrael, end of story. Says the Ramah. No, you're only makel on sitting. But if you're standing, if she is makalachas, mezanekes. If she is a stream, that's okay. But if it is dripping on the edge, since it's tight and she's holding it in, close to the mucker, they can go back near the uterus and bring dam nida. That is the rush. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim. He quotes the sheet of the Rush. If she's sitting, it's always okay. And even if she's standing, it's okay if it's a stream. But if she's standing and dripping, then it's okay. This is the Ramah. B'shem Yesh Omrim quotes the Rush. Continuing though, V'yesh Omrim, new Yesh Omrim. Da'filo b'yosheves, even if she's sitting, ein lahater elim kalachas, it's only much if she's sitting, and she's a stream of urine. The nintza dam tocha seifel, you find the blood in the seifel. Aval asfas seifel tmeya, but you don't find it on the rim. If you found it on the rim, she would be tmeya. And the shach adds here in sifkatan dalid, and she has to be sitting on the asfas seifel. That way, it's a good test. She's sitting on the asfas seifel, and you find it inside the seifel, not on the asfas seifel. Uvo omedes pulling to me, and omedes is always a problem, meaning omedes no good. You need yosheves, and you need mizanekes, and you need for her, the shach adds, to be sitting on the svas ha-seifel. We're going to assume he's correct. And the stream goes into the seifel. You find down in the seifel, not out of the seifel. Basically, this is like Rabbeinu Hananel. This is the Ramah in the second Yesh Omrim. And he concludes, v'hachi nahod. Okay. The Ramah himself is machriya, like the most machmir shita. Like the Rabbeinu Hananel. He's machriya that no, only if you have three factors of hakel, meaning it's basically always going to be tummy. What are the odds you're going to have all these things? So, according to Ramah, basically for Asfardim, any blood in the urine is automatically okay. For Ashkenazim, any blood in the urine is 99.9% likely to be a problem so far.
What were the two factors?
What? She needs Yosheves, because Omedes is always a problem. Amazonekes. And she's sitting on the Sfasa Seifel, and you find blood in the Seifel, and you don't find blood al Sfasa Seifel. Basically, Rabbi Yossi is the same as her mayor, Halacha Lemaisa. The only difference is, when it's not good, is it not good Midor Raisa or not good Midor Rabbanan? And this is just when the Gemara says Mitar L'Chachila, what case is Mitar L'Chachila? After all, it says Rabbi Yossi is more Mekel or mayor L'Chachila. How can you say it's all Tami Midor Rabbanan? So, just put names. The Beis Yosef said, no, it means he's Mitar L'Chachila for Taros, but for Bali's Machmer, and the Shach said, no, means in a case of Sveik Sveika, meaning the man also went there. Then he's Matar L'Chachila, but otherwise he's not Matar L'Chachila. Let's just continue a little. V'dav k'shinim tzadam b'seifol shi mashten shal m'chud. This problem is only if you find it in the chamber pot where she urinates. Do you do a shemini? It's from her. Well, the nimsa b'seifol sheishvishim t'il shalmai. But if you find it on the chamber pot where the man and woman both urinate, Torah b'cholim, and then it's also always okay because that's a sveik sveika. That's a clearly okay, even lechatchila. The Taz adds, he says that's only if you find it inside the water. If you find it on the rim, then it's not a sveik sveika because then it wouldn't come from the man. The man doesn't bleed dam nida, and he would only have dam in his urine. If you find it not with the urine, separate from the urine, then it must be from the woman, and then it's a problem. Then you can't say sveik sveika, because how would the man's blood have gone not with the urine? He doesn't have dam nida. Okay, that's the basic lay of the land. Now, what's the most important? The most important machlokas is not on this daf at all. Okay, for Sfardim, we're done. We're not done with the simen. Then we get into all the weird diseases. But we're done with the regular. Basically, whoever's not sick who urinated, we're pretty much done with them. There's going to be another line later on in the middle of two different diseases where the Rama will come back to them. But Estam, finding blood in urination and urine, we're done with. Sfardim, Mutter across the board. Ashkenazim, only Mutter if you have these all these factors, which is not so likely. Where do we get the Machlokas? The Machlokas comes up about the fact that this is not a din of that if we pass like Rabbeinu Hananel, but Rabbeinu Hananel's version. Let's remember Rabbeinu Hananel's version of Rav Yossi. That if you have all these criteria, then it's Tahar. Otherwise, it's Tamei Mishum Kesem. And that, does that make a difference? So look, for example, at Piskei Tshuva Beis, without getting to this weird machlok as he has with his grandfather. That his grandfather wrote in Panami Eros that an Isha Zekena who had this, you can be Metahir, because it's like Summon. It's only Kesem. And they weren't Gozer Kesem for a Zekena. Okay, what would the Piskei Tshuva himself complain? What's his complaint? No. Is it true they weren't Gozer Summer for a Zekena?
Only if she didn't say three times.
Yeah, let's say she didn't say three times.
I can come back.
They were Gozer Summer for a Zekena and Uberis and Mika, just not for a Katana. Remember the beginning of Tzadi. Katana is no Gzeris Summon, but a Zekena does. So he says he doesn't know exactly what the Panim Eros is talking about. Then the Sidri Tower also asked that, okay, maybe what the Panim Eros meant is not they weren't Gozer Summon on a Zekena, but that, if we remember the end of Kotsadi, Zekena can be Tola on someone else, because she's less likely. So maybe here also, the Zekena could be Tola on her kidneys, because she's less likely. But whatever, that's not the main point. Interesting case. Could we make on a Zekena because it's Summon? Panim Eros says yes. The Piskei Tshuva and the Sidri Tower says, I don't know what he's talking about. There's no Kulas in Summon for Zekena. I have a suggestion, maybe he meant, not that we're making someone, we're making to be told on someone else. And her kidneys are like someone else.
Where was the dam found?
In the urine.
Which was where?
Inside the chamber pot.
So how's that kesem?
What do you mean, how's that kesem?
I mean, what? You see a stain of blood in the...
In the urine.
Okay, but it's not a kesem. It's not got a form.
It doesn't matter.
How do you measure it?
Yeah, how can you measure it as a gris? How can you measure anything? She's seeing it as it's coming out.
So there's a fascinating discussion here. Do you measure a gris? Do you not measure a gris?
So the Achrona, right?
So interestingly, the Achrona debate. Do you have a kula of less than a gris? Do you not have a kula of less than a gris?
And why isn't it a re'iyah?
Why is it not a re'iyah?
Because you see in the blood.
So it's not... Why is it not a re'iyah? So pashtus, it's... No. Kesem doesn't mean that it's solid, it's on a solid instead of a liquid. Kesem means, let's remember, it came out without hargasha. Here it came out without hargasha, because even though we know, let me say it better. Maybe the reason it's not a kesem, either the reason it's a kesem is because there is no hargasha. Hargasha me reglayim does not count as hargasha. Or, it's for the same reason the Eichinu Baduk by Rebbe Yerachia. Because it could have come from someplace else. It could be from the kidneys. And therefore, it is a kesem, not a hargasha. Yes?
Do we see that in the toilet or in the water?
Give me a second.
So how do you measure this? It has to be like enormous.
No.
So it has to be bigger than a gris.
First of all, most blood in the urine is bigger than a gris.
But as soon as you put a drop of blood in water, the whole cup turns red. It spreads very quickly. It changes the color. How do you measure?
No.
That does say that they think that patients always think they're bleeding more than they are because it's dead.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you can see drops.
You see drops.
And if it's all red, then it's bigger than a gris. Ain't well asot. Okay, but I want to ask a different question. The Bala Yisholchan points out that he has a biurim here. He has the following question. Hold on. If it's Toma Mishum Kesem... If it's Tumah Mishum Kesem, right, according to Ashkenazim, then is there Heter Veda Makabel Tumah? That's an interesting question. It's Tumah Mishum Kesem, is there Heter Veda Makabel Tumah? So let's review, right? So, Tumah Midrabanan. So what a Tumah Midrabanan? This is most cases, right? Most cases we would say Tumah Midrabanan. Hold on. What if... The toilet is not Mekabel Tuma. Let's remember. The Sidrei Torah points out, in their days, the toilet was always Mekabel Tuma. What was the toilet? It was a pot. Kli Cheres. Of course, Mekabel Tuma. And the Meira Glayim inside the toilet was also Mekabel Tuma. We Paskin Meira Glayim is Mekabel Tuma. It's considered like Mayim. And it's Mekabel Tuma. One of the Shiva Mashkin, it's like Mayim and it's Mekabel Tuma. Okay, but what about our modern day toilets? Our modern day toilets are not Mekabel Tuma. Because they are. They're still Kli Cheres. They're Mechaber L'Karka. Right? They're screwed into the ground. They're not Mekabel Tuma. And not only that, and we said it's a big diun, but we passing that the water in our toilets is also not Mekabel Tuma. Because it's not that the water is Mechaber L'Karka, but it is in the Karka, right? It's a puddle in the Karka. It's not water in a kli. It's water in a puddle in the Karka. So hold on. In our modern day toilets are not Mekabel Tuma. So can we have a heter in Mekabel Tuma by Ksamim? After all, Ksamim is a heter in Mekabel Tuma. So, it's only Tumah Darabanan. Tumah Darabanan Psalm is a heterine Mekabel Tumah. Maybe, in our modern day toilets, Ashkenazim could be like Sephardim. And we could be Mekel. So, this is a big machlokus, the Sidrei Torah in the back. That I don't know if anyone gets a chance to look at it. That, what do you say? Ginormous? That's a word nowadays? Ellie? Is that a word? Yeah. Ginormous Sidrei Torah at the end of Simukov Tzadi. It's like 20 pages long. Towards the end of it, he discusses this. And he says, of course, if it's al gabi darsha in makabel tuma, it's ksamim. There's no tuma. There's no iser if it's on darsha in makabel tuma. The only reason it's usher is because the toilets in his days, like our days, are makabel tuma, and the Meir Glayim is makabel tuma. Okay, so says the Sidrei Torah. She is tahora. In which case, in modern day toilets, Ashkenazim don't have to worry about blood in the urine. However, says the Pridea, he says Tameya. Why does he say Tameya? He says this is worse than regular. Right? The Pridea is not in this book. But if you want to look at it, I don't know if we have it in. Is it in your book?
Yeah.
Really? How come it's in your book and not in my book? What, you want me to violate the 10th commandment? Okay. Amazing. I'm not really violating the Ten Commandments. Because I don't need to get your book. I could go to the store and buy one like it. Pridea and the Sifsei Levi. Amazing. Okay. So, says the Pridea. Now the question is, can I find it? Okay, I might not be able to find it right now, but I don't remember the Mar Makom of exactly where it was. So, give me one more second, and if I find it, I find it. If not, then not. Might be hiding someplace. So, thank you for showing me the Pridea, but I can't find it now, and I don't want to spend more time on it. So I apologize. But it's here someplace. Okay, I'm not finding it here right now. It might be hiding somewhere. Okay. I'll tell you next time, Ritz Hashem, exactly the, where it is. I'm not finding the cobble to here.
No control F.
There's no control F on this, strangely enough. Very peculiar. And it also might be hiding in Kofsadi. Although, I'm not sure where it would be there.
Yeah. Could be. Is this in the Turei
Kesser? It's in the what?
It's in the Turei Kesser.
Maybe it's in the Sifsei Levi. Ooh, good
you guys
point.
Talked about the Mustafik within Zedab in Chanan, it's maybe Shem Kesser.
Oh, good point. What Sifkatna are you in?
Gimel.
Yeah, here it is. V'roi shateyush and imastapik v'din zavenk yudeli. V'dilurin chananel d'tmei mishum kesem im hainu daf mashtenes loch ha-sefer shul kli makabal toma v'l mashtenes loch ha-karko b'is ha-kish in makabal toma nims adam efshu de'in it's me'af v'chad l'riasa d'kei mishum v'dav v'jein makabal toma l'gol j'u g'zeres k'samim Odilma, maybe there's no g'zeres k'samim Odilma, an kan lo rinish lo gozu g'zeres k'samim b'inim makabal toma rak heichad d'matz al-chaluko al-gufa d'afilu v'adami gufa al-seim b'lasa d'oraisa lo ardisha She'enkim v'amir glayin, he the lekha be rak tomas kesin, you know, reis lo chashin shva migufa, mikamak ma'afsha d'rabban l'chashru shem migufa, as yasur min ha-torah, iyas migufa, da yishloma argisha asvar agosh mir glayin, mishav asur afil d'or shen mikabal toma, v'ayim ha-shikos v'go, and Rav Shneer Zalman, meaning the Shofan Ha-Rav, etc. Rav Timtza smach lahach mir bazeh, gam lefi dasa no to be Yehuda, etc. Misha, etc. Lo shayach, etc. etc. Okay, he doesn't have anything explicit, but he thinks he can die from the Yehuda. And from the thank you very much. This is in the pre-day in the Sifsei Levi in the middle of Sifkatan Gimel. He has this suffix, and he says he thinks he's been died from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He doesn't call Lefurish, and the Rebbe Yehuda to be Machber. So he is Machber. What's the Svara? Because when are we making Levi Kabbal Tumah? There's no Chashash Hargasha whatsoever. But over here, there's a Chashash Hargasha. I know it's only Drabbanan. It's only Drabbanan, because the odds are not that it's Dam Nida. But still, there's a Chashash Hargasha, because there is a Chashash Hargasha. So therefore, it's a more Chomer kind of Kesemi Drabbanan. And therefore, there's no Heter Vein Mekabel Toma. This is a big Nafkamina. If a woman nowadays says she saw Dam in the toilet. Nowadays, that are Bisa Kisers are not Mekabel Toma, like he said. Even he had Bisa Kisers that were Mekabel Toma. The only difference is, in his days, the Beis HaKiseh that wasn't Mekabel Tumah was outside. And the Beis HaKiseh that was a pot was inside. Nowadays, Nisim Niflos. We have a Beis HaKiseh that's not Mekabel Tumah inside. It's amazing. Indoor plumbing. But, how do we paskin here? Big machlokes, ad hayom hazeh, nechleku haposkim. Halach lemaisa, Ray Willig says, we are makeling this. Like the Sidre Tara, in which case Ashkenazim end up being the same as Sfardim, but for a different reason. Sfardim say, Rabbi Yossi is Matar across the board. Any dam in the urine is Tahar. Ashkenazim say, no. He's only Matar in one weird case. He's normally Matar Mishum Kesem. Essentially, Mishum Kesem, assuming that you are urinating in a normal toilet nowadays and not in a pot, then it is still okay because it's not Mekabel Toma. So Halacha L'maisa, we still end up being Mekel. I don't know about everyone nowadays. But, Rei Willig passed like the Sidrei Tara, we still end up being Mekel. Even the Prideya, it wasn't 100%. He said, I'm a Supak about it, and I have a Diyuk from the Shulchan Aruch Harav to be Machmir. He wasn't 100% sure. The Sidrei Tara seemed to take it as 100% Pashut. L'maisa, we are Mekel. Okay, very good, Halacha L'maisa. It's always good to try out being Mekel. Let us continue. Ellie, when you get a chance, you'll get to more. Now we get to all the weird diseases. Here's the funny case of the Maharil. The chols then nimtza dam b'mikra. So far, the Gemara talked about someone who happened to once find dam in the miraglayin. Avalisha shiragila rosh dam miraglayin. But a woman who always has blood in her urine. And it hurts. She feels pain when she urinates. I'm not sure what that is, but it doesn't sound pretty, and it seems like something bad in your kidneys. It hurts her to urinate, and she always finds blood. Okay, the doctors amongst us would be noted to say we can diagnose some sort of urinary disease, and we know where the blood is from. Let's see what he says. And that's what the Mahari Weil says. Mahari Weil says, yeah, it's obviously it's a maka, and you're told of a maka. But what did the Rama say? Okay, first he quotes the Mahari Weil. That's Mem Hei Resh Yod Vav, Mahari Weil, Yaakov Weil. There's proof she is a maka. Someone tells me she's a maka that hurts when she urinates. Man, Adam, you'll say obviously the dam is coming from a maka, and this poor woman has I don't know what she has, but it's not pretty. It's obviously a maka. Even if she finds blood after meiraglayim, after urination, when she wipes herself afterwards, the hora. Even if the blood comes a little bit afterwards, we still know it's blood from the macha. It's not like she happened to menstruate right afterwards. The me'achshim and geshes kevein motzia dam rakachor tells me that since A, it hurts her when she urinates, and B, she only finds the blood when she urinates. She doesn't have this blood 24/7. Dam vaday dam makahu. Okay, this is the Maharash, and here it quotes the name of the Maharash, and the Shach also quotes it from the Mahari Weil, but he says, Ach, Yesh Machmir, and the Maharil himself is Machmir. Give me half a second. The Maharil himself is Machmir. Shalola hata rakmi sheesh lo vesis. Only if she has a vesis. Obviously, it's not Bashas Vesta. If it would be Shas Vesta, that wouldn't be a kula. Right? All with two conditions. Number one, only if she has a vesis. Number two, latzricha bedika. She has to do a check. A special kind of check. Not what we call an oral bedika. Check makes a lot of common sense. Tahainu, kodum shetashtin, tibdogat behite bechorn of stocket. Vimotin sadam tachis mochnoki ala mocher bifnim. Vetashtin, kanech atma yofmi ragleha. Vetotzi amoch im nikiahi. Hochocha gdola deen adam na mocher. Vahachi nohog. The menag is like the maharil. Okay, I can erase the board, Ellie? So, here is this woman. What does this poor lady have?
Harrington.
Yes. I'm sure someone could Google and see what it means in English. I'm just not sure how much it would help us to know what it's called in English. Because, you know, that wouldn't actually add to our Havana. Here's the woman. What does she have?
Kidney stones.
She has Dam Bishas Hatalas me reglayim plus ke'ev bishas hatalas me reglayim. So the Maharash quoted by the Maharil and the Mahari Weil quoted by the Shach say she is Tahora, right? Why she is Tahora? Because it's classic Flea Babaka. L'chora, what kind of maka is this? L'chora, it's a maka. Hayadua shemotzi adam, right? This is a maka. We know this. We know she's bleeding for this maka, right? Midin tliya b'maka sheyadua shemotzi adam. We know she has a maka that bleeds. We all diagnosed her with a kidney problem or whatever a harnvind is. Okay. That, you would think, is the Pashup Shach. All of a sudden, the Maharil comes with a double whammy. Triple whammy. Number one, this woman has a terrible disease. Number two, the Maharil puts two chumras on her. V'hachi nahod. And the minig is like the Maharil. Again, what does it mean the minig is like the Maharil? Nowadays, there's no minig of anything. Like, I assume she'd go to a doctor and, you know, get a better diagnosis, and we'd be tola, in this case. But if, says the Maharil, he says no. He says only Tahora if A, Yesh Lo Veses, and two conditions, not either one. B, she does a diagnostic test. how do you do the diagnostic test? So if you think about it, right, this is going to be a very topologically correct view of the where all the bodily fluids come out. Topological, not necessarily a scale. Right? This is here, around here is the person. Okay. Here is where the Damita comes out. Damita comes out. And here is where the Meraglayim comes out. Okay, so what does she do? She checks herself to make sure she's clean. Then she puts a moch in here, urinates, wipes up all the dam, and then takes out the moch. If the moch is clean, then what does she see? That no dam nida came out. Where was the dam? Was from the Meraglayim. That's proof the dam is from the Meraglayim and not dam nida. Okay, that's an easy diagnostic test. And that's how we paskin like the Maharil. Again, if you ask me nowadays, I would say, you know what? If you added to the evidence that she has a proper diagnosis from a doctor as to what's wrong with her, then, you know, we wouldn't have to be machmer like the Maharil. But at least in this theoretical case, we're machmer like the Maharil, yes.
Is this test dafka, or can you go to like a bodega and just determine if there's a maka over there?
No. The maka is inside the urinary tract. The bodega can't see it. We're not talking about a scratch. We're talking about inside where the urine comes out, there's a maka. You can't see that. I mean, not with a bodeket, you know.
Well, let's say what's some sort of stroke.
Let's say the doctor did an ultrasound and found, kidney stones or whatever would cause this. Then I would be makel, yeah. If we added a little evidence to the to what we have in the described in the Ramah, I would be makel, unlike the Maharil. But if you have no other evidence but what it says in the Ramah, then the minig is like the Maharil, even though it seems like a big chumrah. Continuing. And if she did this bedika three times and the moch came out clean, then she's proven chazaka three times in a row that whenever the blood comes out, it's from the Meraglayim and not from the Dam Nida, and she doesn't need to do it again the rest of her life. She's always tahora, except for when her vesas comes, when we know that you can't be told Maka B'Shas Vesta because you have to be in need at some point. Why? Because it's Chazak that it's Damaka, because she only finds it when she urinates. Okay, stop. End of this big machlokas. Now here, there's one issue which I'm not getting into now in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkat and Vav, which is, let's say she does the Bedika three times and she passes the test three times, which we expect she would. Right? Now she's Tahora forever. But eventually, it's going to be her Yom Veses. And we'll be Matami her, because we'll say she has to get her period sometime, or more likely, she'll just Stam get her period. So we'll be Matami her. Actually, no, I take it back. Ayin Shem, we're not going to get into it. Now, there's a whole discussion, if we are Matami her when her Veses comes, then how will we Matah her? Right? Is it enough that she's just clean when she's not urinating? Or is it retomic her during urination? She has to prove she's clean during urination, which is going to be hard. Ayin Sham, you know, let's assume halacha l'maisa, we would probably be makel on this. Now, here, by the way, the Dag Omer Vav on the side, also in Pesachei Tshuva Hey, argues with the Ramah a little and says, why do you need three times? Once is good enough proof. Three times, if you don't know if something happens again and again, it has to happen three times. Here, it happens 100 times that she has blood during urination. We just need to know if it's from place X or place Y. One time should be good enough. Okay, and then he says, maybe the Maharil required three times only if she didn't have blood from any place. Then you need three times to say she was cured. Okay, so does diagnostic test, says the Ramah, three times, says the Dag Omer Vav. Lefi the Dag Omer Vav hamachas, but the Achronim seem like the Ma'ara, like the Rambam. Do it three times, just be on the safe side. Why not? Now here, the Shach brings up a few questions, and really the Iker discussion of this is in the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin Seif Hei. Here are the two questions. Why did the Maharil give us this double whammy? Why this double whammy? Granted, he's wants to be a little more machmir, right? He wants to be a little more machmir. He wants to say, no, we won't assume you could be toled just on this makkah. Let's say he'll treat it like a makkah she'en yedusha motzi adam. But here we have two questions. Meaning, why do we need both factors? Which is really two questions. If she's yesh leveses, why do we need the bedika? And if you do the bedika, why do you need her to not have a veses? Let us first ask the first question. A. If she passed the test, why are we only makel if she has a vesis? Meaning, what do you need? She has a vesis, not time or vesis. She passed the test. We have 100% proof that we have proof that this is her. That this is dam from the some disease in the urinary tract and not from nida. If we've proven that it's not dam nida, why are we only making if she has a vesis? Good question. So the Shach deals with that in Sivkot and Zayin. Says the Shach, he says you misunderstood what the Maharil meant. He didn't mean if she has a vesis. He meant if she sometimes gets a period the normal way. She doesn't need to have a vesis. Lav davke yishlo vesis. It just means if she sometimes gets a period. Why? Because if she never gets a period and only bleeds during urination, then how can we be matar her? Then eventually, they have to be matar her. She has to be in need at some point. So said the Shach, no, it's a misunderstanding. He says that really you just need her to sometimes get her period. She doesn't need to have a vesis kavua. She just needs to have a period sometimes. Otherwise, we have to be metame her. Because this must be, or she has to be a nida sometime, right? There's this principle.
You can't be told that she's never a nida. She has to be a nida sometimes, which just means she has to have a period at some point. Lav davke vesis kavua. It just means that she has to have a period. Because if she doesn't have any period, then we have to be metami her because we can't be metami her forever. But she just needs some period. Yes.
If it's proven that the blood is not coming from the makor, so she never pure should be tami. He's saying we shouldn't give her chazaka if we can see this. Because
one second. Give me half a second. You're saying if it's a proof, it's a proof. Then who cares if she never... I guess the assumption is, even if it's a proof, still you never know if perhaps we're making some sort of mistake or, you know, perhaps we missed something. And the... Basically, the chazaka that she has to be a nida at some point in her life overrides the proof.
Right, so even still, why would this be the solution? Instead of saying, in a year from now, you have to do the bedika again.
Or better yet, you know, on the onabeinness or the day of your vesa, on the onabeinness, you'd be tmeya. It's a good question, and here I'm not sure. That's a little dachuk.
It's like you're told the makkah, you're told makkah b'emes. Like, you're not faking it.
Yeah, because this is different than we had earlier, meaning...
This in Kufay Zayin we didn't discuss Tlib Mak, the woman never gets her period. It is sort of suspicious, though. Think about how suspicious it is. The woman always bleeds during Meraglayim and never gets a period. So you understand, as someone might suspect, something went wrong and somehow the Damnida started to come out with the Meraglayim in some way that we don't understand. But we have to be nervous. That's the Shach's logic. Okay, I don't know in modern science how I would conceptualize that, but that's the Shach's logic.
But also, if a woman was using like an IUD, for example, so then we would be finding mention of a vessel. Like, if we know she's not having a period, then we, you know...
Or let's say she's a Cana, easier.
Right.
Okay. Then, correct. If she's a Zakena, then Lachora, this would be fine. Correct. I agree. Okay, the second answer is the Chavos Das and the Sidri Tara. They're not on the daf right here. They really come up discussing the next line of Ramah. But if you look in the back of the Chavos Das and the Sidri Tara, they both say the same thing. What they both say is that the diagnostic test is not so accurate. Or the way they say it is Maharil lo samach al bedika. It's not so accurate. What looked accurate to us? The moch is clean, obviously the dam's not damnida. No, maybe it is damnida and it fell through some cracks and crevices or some passage that we missed, etc. Okay, seems a little far-fetched to me. I admit, seems far-fetched to me. Chavos Das and the Sidre Tara say that the Maharil just didn't think it was such an accurate test. So, like, the test is, like, half of a good proof, but it's not a good enough proof. It's not a good proof. It's like a 50% proof, not 100% proof. Again, it seems a little dachim to me. Seems like good proof to me. Okay, but that's their shot. The Nod Bihuda, who's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkat and Dalin, about a slightly different case, but he's obviously interpreting the Ramah. He says that... let's just read. They interpret Kipshuta. We require a Veses Kavua, meaning really having a Veses, because the diagnostic test is not so accurate, so you need other evidence. What's the other evidence? She has a Veses Kavua, and it's not today, so the odds are it's not her period. Right? So the Shach says she doesn't need other evidence. She just needs to get a period sometime, because otherwise we'd have to make weird suspicions. They say, no, Taki, you need more evidence, that her Veses Kavua is a different time. Why do you need more evidence? Because this is not such a good diagnostic test. Steph Nobihude says, you know, you have to put two and two together. If she does a bedika every time, of course that would be a good proof. The bedika is 100% proof. What does our Ramah say? She does the bedika three times, and then can be makel for the rest of her life. How do we know she can be makel for the rest of her life? Maybe something changed. Just because the bedika happened three times doesn't mean something couldn't have changed afterwards. Right? If 5 years later, how do we know the bedika three times? Maybe something changed. The bedika is 100% proof. That day. Can we use it 5 years later? Yes, but we need to help it with other evidence of having a Veses Kavua. So he says, you require a Veses Kavua after you finish doing the test three times, because there is no proof. There's a chazaka, but it's not a proof that things haven't changed since you did the test. Meaning, says the Nevi Yehuda, if she does the test every time she goes to the bathroom, then she can be makel without a Veses Kavua. That's a proof. But to do the test three times in 2019 and then be makel in 2024 or even 2020... then you need to also have a Veses Kavua. You need extra evidence. So the Sidrei Tara and Chavos Das says you need extra evidence because it's not a good proof. Nodi Huda says you need extra evidence because it is a good proof, but you want it to last after you stop doing the test, and then it's not as strong. And the Shach says it doesn't mean you need extra evidence. It was a misunderstanding. He just meant you need some other period so you won't have to make mechudish speculations.
Does the Veses Kavua need to be just prior, or?
It just needs to be any day but today. It needs to be on a different day. Meaning, yesh la veses,
v'hashta eina shas vesla.
Right? According to the view, that has to be in the future. It doesn't matter if you have one prior to the test.
Yeah, it just has to be not today. It could be yesterday, it could be tomorrow, just not today. You need the additional proof that she's a veses kavu, and it's not now. Did that answer your question? Not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure I understood your question.
I think my question is that if you, this is all about having the best school in the future. So if you just did the test and up until now you've never, you don't have a best score, you have a best chance. So then it wouldn't be good.
Then no, he would say it was only good if you do the test every time you go to the bathroom.
Right. But if you get a best score now and you've done the test three times, then.
Then he would say it's okay.
According to the Thomas Sasson decision,
it would still not be okay. Still correct.
I know that'd be good. Do it three times.
So oh, hold on a second. No, they would all say it's okay, because now you have Ves Kavu and you did the test three times. The only difference in the Sidri Tarim Chavaz Das versus Nodi Hud is if you don't have Ves Kavu and you do the test every time, Nodi Hud would say that's good enough. Sidri Tarim Chavaz Das would say no.
The Nodi Hud, if you do it three times, like, isn't that just how Chazak works?
You're right. It's a Chiddush. Why not rely on Chazakah like every place else in the Torah? It's a Kiddush. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not 100% sure.
Does he require a Vezes Kavua for other kinds of tests? And we talked about early on this time.
I'm not sure, because like every case might be a little different. The answer is I'm not sure. He might have a specific svara that I'm forgetting. Okay, let's just ask the other question. The other question is really very mesudar in the Nekudas HaKesef and Siman Kof Pei Zayin, Se'if Hei. He's really mesudarious. Question B, and this strange Maharil. If she has some maka, right? She has some maka. Afilo. Eino yadua shemotzi adam, and she has a veses kavua. Remember, there are months when Kaf Bei Zayin says you can be makel based on those two factors. She has a maka, even if you don't know motzi adam, and she has a veses kavua, which is obviously not today, right?
We didn't rely on that, though.
But the Ramah did. Why isn't this enough? Lefi harama kof pei zayin hei. Why do you also need a test? That's the question that all the answers that you could possibly think of probably for the rest of history are found in the Nekudas HaKesef. Right? Answers in Nekudos HaKesef over there. He gives four answers. I'll just mention briefly his answers. Number one is that the Ramah, after all, just she has some maka and she has a veskavu, which is not for today. That should be enough. Why do you need a test? Answer one is, I'm going to try to get the order correct, is that the Ramah Shem Hikel Rak that she's not called the Bura Mechbas Tashmish. Nikom Makom Nitma. The Ramad wasn't making Lagamre that she's not Anida. He was just making she's not called the Bura Mechbas Tashmish. She doesn't have to get divorced. But he admits that she's still Anida. So he was making only that you're not Bura Mechbas Tashmish. But he admits that you're Anida. So over here, she's Anida without the test. She needs the test to not be Anida. That Ramad was not a total Kula. It was only a Kula for Dini Bura Mechbas Tashmish. Answer two, Lefi Hashach Atzmo. According to the Shach himself, she doesn't have Veses Kavua. Right? According to the Shach himself, who said something over here, the Maril didn't really mean Veses Kavua. Maril didn't really mean she had a Veses Kavua. He just meant that she got her period occasionally. But she doesn't really have a Veses Kavua. If she doesn't have a Veses Kavua, it makes sense. She is a Maka without a Veses Kavua. That's not enough evidence. The third answer he gave is that Efshar Lahakel Beli Bedika Aval Kevan Efshar Livdok tzricha livdo, and a chanami. It's enough evidence to be makel without the test. You can be makel without the test. She is a maka and she is a vest kavua. That's enough grounds to be told of a maka. Why does she have to do the test? Well, if you can, you might as well. Not that she has to. But once you can, then you should. Because, like, you should try to get more clarity if possible. It's not such a hard test. So you might as well. And his fourth answer is, and this is a big chiddush, we mentioned this at the time, his fourth answer is that Ein la maka, or Ein hochacha sheyesh la maka klal. She doesn't even have a maka that's not motziya yadua shemotziya dam. She doesn't have any maka. She doesn't have any maka, and that's not grounds to be mekel. Why? Dekeev, all she has that hurts her to urinate. That's not a maka. Lo chashiv afilu kmo maka she'eino yadua shemotziya dam. The assumption is she has some maka at least. No, says the fourth answer. Because she doesn't have a maka. We don't have proof of a maka at all. It hurts her to urinate? That's not proof of a maka. You haven't found something wrong in her body. You've just found that it hurts. Hurting is not a maka. Therefore, if she has no maka, that's not grounds to be makel. Unless she does the test and adds additional proof. Okay, so there are four answers. Why isn't yesh laveses and maka good enough? Either, number one, because it's only good enough to make you not Romachus Tashvis, not good enough to make you Tahora. Number two, that would be good enough, but the case here is not with the Vesis. Number three, it is good enough, but since you can't do Bdika, you might as well. And once you might as well, you should. And number four, a Maka plus a Vesis would be good enough. Here, she doesn't even have evidence of a Maka, even though she bleeds when she urinates and hurts her to urinate. That's a big Chiddush, the fourth answer. That doesn't even count as a Maka at all. We have no evidence of a Maka. Maybe it's Tam. She is, I don't know. Something hurts her. That's not a maka. Okay, those are the four answers. So you have to put together one of those answers, one of these answers, to justify the double chumra of the Ma'aril. Again, one chumra of the Ma'aril is, he says, it's not a good enough proof by itself. You have to add more proof. But why do you have to add two proofs? So you have to explain why you need two proofs. Just the test is not good enough for one of these three answers, and just the best is not good enough for one of these four answers. Okay, I think that's enough. There are more details, but I think we've gotten into enough. Let's give everyone a second for questions, and then we'll go weiter. continuing the Rambah. Now he comes back to womb without a disease. L'chora. What does he say? We are up to, where are we up to in the Rambah? We're up to, there's no marker here, just v'chol zeh davka. This only even hurts her when she urinates. If she doesn't hurt her to urinate, and she checks herself after she urinates, and she finds blood. She doesn't find blood in the urine. I mean, there's no blood in the urine, only after the urinating. Then she's for sure tamea. Aval. Right, so, you know what? Let's make ourselves a little space here. What are the different cases of without, we're talking here without ke'ev, right? Right? Without ke'ev. So the beginning of the sugya, of simon, I mean, case A, is dam in the meraglayim, right? You find dam in the toilet or on the toilet. And that was a whole machlokas mechavin rama. B, the rama adds, what if you find dam not in meraglayim, but only after urination? How do you find it afterwards? You do a big after, and you find dam. Then the Rambam says, okay, that's just dam. Right? There's nothing to talk about there. You just happen to find dam after you urinated. Why should there be any tzad l'haka? Okay, this is, you know what? Let's just put the psak in another color. This is
machlokes mechaber. The Ramah, here she is Tameya. Okay, that seems pretty poshut. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Next case. Aval matzah dam tochmir glehav the gam ala eitcha bat katma bo. What did she find in the urine and afterwards? That's not discussed previously. Again, we're not talking about this woman with a weird disease. Stamon. Right? What did the Ramah discuss? Both in the Meirag Lion and after urination. What's the din then? Says the Ramah. Some people say she's Tmeya. The whole cool of her mayor of Yossi is only in the urine. Afterward, she's Tmeya. That was regular blood. Some people say Tahora, it's leftovers of the blood that came with the mayor of Glayim. Here's Machlokas. He brings Machlokas between the Mordechai and the Beis Yosef, Alpi, the Rush, and the Ran. Right, he brings machlokas. Yesh omrim. Tameya, why? She found blood after urination. There's no heter for that. That's regular blood she finds. Yesh omrim tahora. No, she's tola the blood she finds after urination with the blood that was in the urination. Right? Okay. The tola, the tamsis, sounds like the leftover. May red lion. No, that's from the leftover urine. Okay, machlokas. Paskins the Ramah. Okay, before the Ramah, Paskins. The Shach points out, hold on, here it's a little funny. This makes sense for the Mechaber, who says blood in the urine is mutter. The Ramah ended up saying, what did the Ramah say? Let's remember what the Ramah said. He said blood is only mutter in the urine if she's sitting and streaming, and she finds the blood inside and not on the rim, because on the rim it came afterwards, and any blood that came afterwards is Tmeya. The Ramah already admitted in the beginning of the Siman, any blood that comes afterwards is Tmeya. Here's blood that came afterwards. So should we push it Tmeya? Meaning, the Ramah in the beginning of the Siman required that she find blood only in the pot and not on the rim. Why not on the rim? Because that came later. So the Ramah already paskin that blood that comes later is Tmeya. So if you're already paskin blood that comes later is Tmeya, then why is he bringing two opinions here? Says the Shach in Sivkatan. Ches kasha leizatzar kasav klal haydina kasav leeldeim lahat er el yosef sumcha leches by yosef shekasav etc. Gam mashekasav yish lahachmir. Okay, tzarichim. He doesn't answer.
Do you see the difference between the stuff that's left inside the body, but that's left over, and what comes out?
What comes out afterwards could be damnita, but what sticks in her afterwards can't be damnita. I don't know why not. What comes out afterwards might be damnita. Then if it's still on her afterwards, it could also be damnita just on the way out. I know that's a tough... finish. So here, and what did the Ramah say? The Ramah's psak is... v'yesh lahachmer. But it's still strange. Why does he bring two opinions? It should be pashut. Right? So the question of the Shach is, right? Question of Shach is, what's the Chiddush? After all, what's the Chiddush? The Ramah asks the Shach, what's the Chiddush? This is the same as Matzadam Toch HaSeifel. The al sfasa seifel. If she finds blood in the pot and on the rim of the pot, she's tmeya. Why? Because the blood on the rim came afterwards. So there are already past that blood that comes afterwards is tmeya. So what's the chiddush? So the shach leaves sarich ion. The chavos das gives two answers. What's the two answers of the chavos das? Two answers of the chavos das are. Aleph, Chiddush is even if it happens every time she urinates. Maybe that's the Chiddush, the Ramah. The Ramah meant she has no ka'ev,
But what are the Ramah saying in the disease case? It happens every time and it hurts. Now it doesn't hurt, but it happens every time. You might have thought, come on, if it happens every time, how could it be Dam Nida? Coincidentally, Dam Nida comes every time she urinates. So you might have thought it was mutter because it happens every time she urinates, which is additional proof that it's not Dam Nida. Kamash Falan still usher. Or the second the shot of the Chavos Das, or bet, the Chiddush is even if she does the diagnostic test, she is still Tmeya. That's reading a lot into the Ramah, but remember the Chavos Das says we don't rely on this diagnostic test without other evidence. So the Chiddush is, even if she does the diagnostic test, she's Tmeya. Meaning what he says is, you have to rely on the earlier sentence in the Ramah. He doesn't mean stam, the chiddush is, I'm a chadish that we're machmir here. No, that's obvious. He meant, I'm a chadish that even though we still have something from my last case, we're still machmir. What's that one thing? Either one answer is, even though it happens every time and it's a pattern associated with me or lying, we're still machmir. Or the second answer, even though she did the diagnostic test and passed, we're still machmir. Those are the two answers of the Chavos Das. L'chora, one of them is correct. Continuing, in the Ramah, I think there's only one case left. Oh, sorry, details. Mio eino tzricha livdok achrazeh. However, foolish woman, we're machmir. If she finds dam in the urine and after the urine, then she's in trouble. If she finds dam only after the urine, she's for sure in trouble. However, she doesn't have to check in the first place. Who told her to check in the first place? Who says you should check, right? After you go to the bathroom, what should you do? You should wipe and flush down the toilet and not check. And then you won't have any problems. Oh, what if she always sees dam after urination? If she saw dam after urinating three times, that becomes a veses. In a veses kavur, you have to check. Now, what happens then? In bodkatz v'sholosh from matzah torah shemitzul dika. Ah, then after she does have to check every time. If she checks and finds nothing three times, then it's nekar, and she shouldn't check anymore, and she'll be happy. What if she only sees dam after urinating at certain times? Kovas laveses and muder kavua. She's kovas laveses morkav for urination and a day if it's in some pattern of days. Being veses shav means dilugim, whether it's equal amount of days or dilugim. Right. So if she only finds dam, basically, here's dine vestos. If she finds dam after urinating three times, it's a veses for after urinating. She has to check every time until she gets three clean ones. If she finds dam after urinating every 30 days or every 28 days or every 36 days. Then, or whether dilugin or anything else, then she has to check on those days. Okay, last case in the Ramah. Last case in the Ramah. Imeina motz adam rak damacharkach. What if she finds no blood whatsoever? She doesn't find blood after urinating. Rak karatin karatin mochol. Little specks, like sand-like specks. Right? Anyone, enough of a doctor to diagnose this woman? After urinating, or maybe in the urine also, she doesn't find any blood, but she finds these red specks like sand. What does she have? I think. I'm not a doctor. Sounds like kidney stones to me. Anyone, no one here is a doctor? Sounds like kidney stones to me. Again, I don't know if they knew anything about kidney stones. I shouldn't have erased that. Oh, I'll have to fix that. Okay, sorry. I'll fix that for you. Take a picture. Anyway, what if she finds this? What did this say? Oh, I can still see it. Amazing. Finds specks, not dam. The chatzatz adoma, like red gravel. The nimtza kazegami meirag lahem. And she also has in her urine. In her urine, and after she does it, afterwards she does become shas vessel pamachim ro adam mamish. But in her vesses, or sometimes she has regular period, kishar nashon, like regular woman, she has a regular period, either kavua or at least at sometimes. you know, like a regular woman. Besides, she has these little specks. She only finds these red specks after urinating. Tahora, she is Tahora. Why? This is not blood at all. This is merely stones that are formed when you have certain disease in the kidneys. He says, in this case, that's clear evidence. After all, it's not dam. Even though we know that if you have red, what's the din? If you have hard red things that come out, what are you supposed to do?
The water test.
Water test, because maybe they really are dam. No, but in this case, when we have evidence, this is better evidence. Not only does something come only from urination, but it's a kind of specks that are evidence of kidney stones, or whatever they would have called it then. Then that is good enough evidence, and we rely on that. Okay, there's a whole...
Why wasn't this mentioned back then?
What?
Why wasn't this mentioned in the previous sermon about clumps that come out?
It's a good question. I mean, it happened to come up here because they were talking about urination. I think. Okay, there's a whole discussion. There's a Taz here, and there is a Chacham Tzvi in the Pesachei Tshuva. I don't want to get into it too much. He discusses a case of where she has these like little specks, but they're pretty liquidy. They get absorbed into the clothing. They're not really like chol, which is machlokas Rishonim, that the Beis Yosef had a steer between the Mordechai and the Ran about this, and Beis Yosef suggested that if it's really hard specks like sand, we're mako. But if it's very soft, melting one that blend into the garment, then we are mahir. The Taz nonetheless want to be makel on this because it also hurt when she, it also hurt her in her, someplace in her belly area. And the Chacham Tzvi in the Pesachei Tshuva argues on him and says just some hurt in the belly area doesn't prove anything. Okay, but that's a detail that we won't get into now, and I think we will call it a day for this Siman. We'll pick up next time with Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. Just Kuf Tzadi Beis, Kuf Tzadi Gimel, and half of Kuf Tzadi Dalet are much more, also very common halachah l'maaseh cases, like the beginning of this Siman. And then... really, from Kuf Tzadi Hei and on, is super duper l'maaseh v'chol yom, not a shalach l'maaseh. So we're getting into, I know in Kuf Tzadi, we had mostly not such common cases, Kuf Tzadi Aleph.